as I serve and warn, and in keeping of them, there is great reward.
Amen.
And I want to know that keeping the Lord's commandments and keeping His word is great reward.
Amen.
And the reward I see is great is if you keep the Lord's word and you seek to follow Him, you're going to be in His will. And in our lives right now, that's reward enough.
Amen.
Not to mention the rewards that He promises us once we get to glory.
Amen.
But just to be in His will here on earth right now is great reward.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
In the book of Joshua, in chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." And then notice the next verse that comes right after that, right after he's given an admonition to follow in his word. "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest."
Amen.
How did Joshua know that the Lord would be with him wherever he went? The Lord told him. And all he had was the Lord's word on what he said. And he trusted in that, and he was faithful in that. And you know, we got what the Lord says right here.
Amen.
And we've got great reward. We can have great joy and know that we can just follow this word, and we won't be led astray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God, obey and go.
Amen.
And much vine go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm in this church, it's for this church. I didn't know I was born, I had to learn. Morning, you're acting for me and serving me with gladness.
things that talk about my glory. I'm not sure what it is, but it's something down within me. I know that. You know, a lot of people never have found their glory. A lot of people never have that found that thing that's in down within a deep. But it says, I will give my feet. To the end that my glory may sing praise unto thee.
Amen.
And not be silent.
Amen.
You know, a lot of churches never have read that verse because they're so awful silent. But you know, there's something within us that our glory wants to sing about. Like I say, I'm not really sure what that is, but it's something down deep within us trying to get out. If you haven't let it out yet, let it out this morning.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I was going to say something along that line. I was going to say that, you know, he turned my mourning into dancing.
Amen.
But it's not so that we're just happy. It's just to the end.
Amen.
All he's turned our mourning into dancing, but not for us.
Amen.
It's because we give glory to him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right over here it says, unto him be glory.
Where?
In the church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By Jesus Christ throughout all ages.
Amen.
Without end. Without end. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, without end.
How about singing?
Popcorn! Amen!
Amen!
I love it!
Amen!
In that very song, Psalm 30.
Psalm 30.
I don't know if you ever noticed, but one time I was reading, I noticed seven thou hast. No, I'm just going to read it to you. Chapter 30 of Psalm, it says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up.
Amen.
Made my foes to rejoice, though has not made my foes to rejoice.
Amen.
Verse 2, the second thou hast. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Number 3, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave.
Amen.
Number 4, thou hast kept me alive.
Amen.
I should not go down to the pit.
Praise the Lord.
Number 5 and verse 7, Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mount to stand strong.
Amen.
Thou didst hide thy face and I will be in trouble. And then it says in verse 11, we have the sixth one, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dance.
Amen.
And number 7, thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Thou hast seven times, and seven times is God's complete perfect work. And when God does it, it's a complete and perfect work.
Praise
God.
Who
does it? Thou hast.
Good for having your morning this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Amen.
There was a song that, remember one time in devotion you made it up a song?
Where?
I remember is the chorus is Great is the Glory of the Lord.
Do
you remember what that
was? You made it? Amen.
Great is the Glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. 138.
Okay.
Amen. Great is the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
We don't have any sex law this morning.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
We start with verse 5. Great is the glory of the Lord. We sing that twice. And then we go to verse 1. First part of verse 1. It's kind of complicated. We can go back to verse 5. And then you sing first part of verse 2. And then you go back and sing verse 5 and sing the second part of verse 2. And then we close with the middle of verse 8. We're always going back to verse 5 is kind of the chorus.
Just follow us.
Yeah.
We'll follow Mom.
Okay.
Great is the glory of the Lord.
her now for days. But
amen.
The popcorn's standing up. This song brings it up good. Great is mercy, you know, endures forever. Well, in case we don't really believe that, let's look at 136, Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy
Amen.
Endures forever.
Amen.
To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endures
Amen.
Forever. How long does his mercy endure?
Forever.
Amen. And it keeps telling us that. The whole thing. It just keeps saying that.
He's in a rut.
just in case he had a really optimistic mood that day. Let's look at another verse. let me see. His mercy... No, I can't find it. We have at least three other verses that tell us about his mercy and grace. In 106... In 106... Praise ye the Lord, or give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just reminded of... Just as we're singing the songs, and we've been doing it now for days, each one we look at, you know, we're just constantly reminded forever.
Amen.
And you just say, Lord, does that mean, you know, does that mean tomorrow too? Does that mean this too? You know, does that mean, and you know, it does.
Amen.
It does.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Mercy do us forever.
Amen.
I like that. There's at least 3 million others.
Praise the Lord.
Ministerially speaking.
Bless the Lord.
Because we're so blessed.
Amen.
We have really been blessed. You know, some of you would disagree with my understanding of Matthew 13.
Amen.
But who said that? Matthew 13. Turn to Matthew 13. There's two verses in Matthew 13 that I don't think anybody would disagree with that's been saved. Matthew 13, verse 16 and verse 17. Don't you notice what it says here? He said, but blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are Amen. Your eyes, for they see.
I see.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You know what? That blind man that day that the Pharisees were giving him the third degree, he finally got to the place where he didn't have any more answers. He said, look, fellas, if you've already asked me everything I know, I can't tell you anymore. He said, I know one thing only.
Yeah.
Glory. Only one day. I used to be blind and now I can see.
Amen.
you wrestle over the doctrine and over all the nitpicking stuff, but said, I know one thing. I used to couldn't see and now I can.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Amen.
You know, once you've seen something, you know you can't ever deny that you saw it.
That's right.
Amen. Do you know that? Have you ever tried to, say, well, I didn't really see it? But you saw it. And once you saw it, you just saw it. And he says here, blessed are your eyes, for they see. Now, you know, brothers and sisters, not very many people see. There's not very many people
Amen.
See.
Amen.
Have you ever noticed, really, how many people hear the gospel and how very few people see Jesus?
Amen.
Oh, they see a lot of other things, but they don't see Jesus. But then he went on and said more than that. He said, and blessed are your ears, for they hear.
Amen.
Blessed are you. Well, we're hearing some names today that a lot of people are not hearing.
That's right.
Amen. We're hearing some names that a lot of people... You know, Thanksgiving to most people doesn't mean anything but football and turkey.
Amen.
But you know, to us, it means Thanksgiving.
Amen.
It means Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Why? Because blessed are our eyes. Because Amen. They've seen. And blessed are you when they've heard. I tell you what, I wouldn't trade what we've had in these few days for anything in the world.
Amen.
I really wouldn't. Because we're rejoicing in what we've seen and what we've heard.
Amen.
Isn't that marvelous?
Yeah.
Blessed are our eyes for they've seen. And blessed are you for they've heard. I'm just really thankful this morning. And that's the reason we're giving thanksgiving, because we're so blessed. The reason we're blessing the Lord is because He's blessed us. You know, we can't ever outdo Him. If we stayed here the rest of the year, just Amen. Bless the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. I think it wouldn't be sufficient, would it?
Oh,
His blessing. Man. You know, Marty said at least 3 million other verses. I haven't found them all, but I'm sure there's at least 3 million other verses that say that his mercy endures forever.
Amen.
His blessings are for all time.
Amen.
And I tell you, after 10 million years in eternity, we're still going to be just enjoying the blessings of God.
Amen.
Blessed
Amen.
Is everyone that fears the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I had a blessing to work with. I was for a month, a couple of months now, I've been hearing this tape on... Is that it's between Philippians to the Philemon. I think I heard it about 100 times over and over and over. And I heard one part that says they have a spirit of slumber, eyes that they cannot see, ears that are not hear. And you know, I thank God I don't have that.
Amen.
I can see.
Amen.
I can hear.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Not only that, He renews my strength.
Amen.
Turn Isaiah 40. I have to read a passage here, verse 28. Say, thou hast not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary.
Amen.
There is no searching of understanding.
Thank you.
Amen. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
Here's the promise coming. Amen. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on eagle's wings.
Amen.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. And not faint. And the eagle is the highest flying bird in the world.
We fly higher than that, brother. Let's sing now. Let's sing. They that wait upon the Lord.
I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with
hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox
Amen.
Or bullock that have horns and hoofs.
Hallelujah.
The humble shall see this and be glad.
Amen.
And your heart shall live that seek God. Amen.
Amen.
I will praise the name of God with a song. And I'm going to magnify Him with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
I think it's what we've been trying to do.
Amen.
Amen.
We've been
Amen.
Praising the Lord for the song, and we've been magnifying Him with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
We've been thanking Him for salvation. We've been thanking Him for our food. We've been thanking Him for our health. We've been thanking Him for our friends. We thank Him for all the blessings that we thank Him for these days of being able to get together and just concentrate on thanksgiving.
Amen.
And what a blessing it is to our hearts.
Amen.
This is so much better than being critical. It's so much better than a lot of things we can think of, you know.
Amen.
Thanksgiving. And we magnify Him with thanksgiving, and that's a tremendous blessing.
Amen.
Then He says, this also shall please the Lord. You know, many people are looking for sacrifices. Well, this is a sacrifice that pleases the Lord.
Amen.
And it's going to please Him better than an ox or a bullock that have horns and hoofs.
Amen.
Your praise and your thanksgiving, your sincere thankfulness to the Lord is better for Him than any presents you can buy, than any sacrifice you could give him. You know, my kids, I've got 5 and 6 grandbabies, and I'm experienced with kids. And, you know, they don't want to get daddy something years ago for Christmas or for birthday or something like that. They want to get daddy something. Well, daddy lends them the money or gives them the money. And they go to the store and buy him a tie, you know. He can't wear that tie. Ain't no way he can wear that tie. And he wouldn't wear that tie except when it was bought by his kids, you know, then he's got to wear that tie. But at any rate, they buy him something he doesn't need with money they don't have. You ever notice that? All of our presents that people get, they give presents that people don't need and with money they don't have. I mean, you know, some people are so broke by January, they got all year long to pay for things they didn't need and nobody wanted it to give it to anyway. You know, what blessings are, and sometimes you'll tell your children, look, I don't want your presents. I just love you and I just appreciate you. Just be a good kid. We love you. Just say thank you every once in a while. Praise the Lord, you know. Isn't that true? The Lord up in heaven, we think that we're going to give him gifts. We're actually going to give him gifts. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Every gold mine is his. He knows where all the oil is deposited, that black gold, Texas tea, and all that other stuff, you know. He knows where that is. It's all his anyway. You're his. You're going to give him gifts. You're going to give him gifts? Oh, come on. You're going to give him gifts of what he's giving you to give back. It isn't like your little kid just going to the dime store and buying you a pistol, you know, and giving it to you. Boy, you're so happy. Oh, thank you so much. That was so sweet of you to do that. But you know what God wants? He said, this will please him better.
Amen.
Sing praise to the name of God.
Amen.
Magnify him.
Amen.
And you know, it says the humble can see this and be glad. Amen. If you begin to give thanksgiving unto the Lord and praise to the Lord, and you sing your song of praise, it's going to make somebody glad.
Amen.
It's going to lift somebody's spirit.
Amen.
Somebody who's down, somebody who's whipped, somebody who's hurt, somebody who's whatever, it's going to lift somebody's spirit. But not only that, your heart shall live.
Amen.
And we talk about death and we talk about life. And I realize that we might have a problem doctrinally proving that living Christians are dead. But I know a lot of living Christians that, in my definition of the word, are dead.
Yeah.
They're so dead, they all been buried years ago. You can't tell there's any life in them. But I tell you what, you get around some thanksgiving and praising people,
amen,
and your heart shall live.
Amen.
I want a living heart.
Amen.
I want a heart alive.
Amen.
I want it fresh. I want it encouraged. I want it alive and living. And you get around praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, and you begin to praise and give thanks to the Lord, and your heart shall live.
Amen.
Amen.
Worse.
Amen.
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 Psalms, magnifying the Lord.
Oh, amen.
34.
Psalm 34.
Yeah.
Have we sung that already?
No.
Amen.
We magnify the Lord. Nobody has any excuse to condemn or criticize us in any way if we don't lift up our church, if we don't lift up our hands. If we magnify,
amen,
the Lord, they
criticize
it
all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It says, oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Amen.
And let us exalt his name together.
Amen.
You know, if you ever tried praying the Lord all by yourself, you know, I was up at my in-laws, visiting my in-laws for Thanksgiving last week, and my in-laws came to be saved, but my wife's family, her sister and her brother and their family, you know, they were saved. And so all week long, we did it by week, and I tell you, trying to live there and say praise the Lord is hard by yourself. You know, when you say praise the Lord and nothing else, you know that doesn't happen. No, you say praise the Lord, and yet nobody will say amen. You know, you say praise the Lord and 5 times, and they never say a word. Never. Nobody will say a word because they don't know how to do it, and they don't ever do it.
That's right.
So if you're trying to do it by yourself, it's not easy. And for some people it is easy. For my dad it's easy. For us it's easy. But for some people it's hard to say praise the Lord all by themselves.
Amen.
Here in the church and they say praise the Lord and nobody else said anything, they won't say it for a long time because they're afraid of it by themselves. But it says here we all do it together.
Amen.
And so if you have to say,
amen,
praise the Lord together with somebody else, you ought to do it once in a while because it might help him be able to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's hard to do it by himself. You just say praise the Lord with somebody, and it's easier on both of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know how we try to do it, you know,
in a certain time, so we'll be the only ones saying it, so we'll look like we're real spiritual. But that isn't real spiritual, because that's just your pride. But there's nothing wrong with praying the Lord together.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with saying
praise
amen all together, or praise the Lord, and somebody saying amen when you say praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even if you don't feel like it, praise the Lord, amen. He's blessed, so amen, he's blessed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's better being blessed by saying praise the Lord. So you're happy that he's being blessed.
Amen.
Praise
amen
the Lord.
Amen.
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 It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen.
Praise unto thy name, O Most High. You show forth thy loving kindness in the morning.
Amen.
And thy faithfulness every night. That's what we've been doing all this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
An instrument of 10 strings upon a psaltery, upon the harp of the song sound. We don't have those, but we have the organ, the piano, the tambourine, and we have the voice of praise God. He says, for thou, Lord, hath made me glad through thy works. I'm a triumph in the works of thy hand.
Amen.
O Lord, great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep.
Amen.
The foolish man knows not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the works of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore.
Amen.
For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the works of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall exalt thee like the horn of a unicorn.
Amen.
I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
Praise
my
the
eyes
Lord
also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked to rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They
glory
shall be glad and flourishing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
So that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no righteousness in him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And I'm just kind of curious about something. None of you have to show any hands or anything, but I'm wondering how many of y'all took more than an hour to get yourself ready for the service this morning. I mean, prettying yourself up, deciding what you're going to wear, and, you know, getting all clean. And I'm glad that some of you took the time. We appreciate the effort that you're putting forth. But you know something? I got a verse here. It's a real blessing to me. You know, what is it that makes a Christian really beautiful?
Amen.
Is it that all that time that he spends in front of vanity mirror? And,
no.
And, no, that's not
that's
it.
That's a good thing to have a vanity mirror.
Yeah. I'm scared of mine. I thought about where the real beauty of the Christian lies. And there's a lot of Christians out there that got real beauty on the inside, but they're not letting anybody else see it.
Yeah.
And so they may have all kinds of physical beauty, but they're kind of ugly. You know, I've known people that they're good looking, but they're kind of ugly because they don't let none of that real beauty that
amen
is theirs as a Christian.
Amen.
And it says there in Psalms 33, in verse 1, Psalm 33 and verse 1, it says, rejoice in the Lord,
amen,
all ye righteous. It's talking to Christians here.
Amen.
For praise is comely.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, when you start praising the Lord and you start getting happy, then you start getting to be a good-looking Christian.
Amen.
No matter how big your nose is and how you are.
Amen.
Because if you're praising the Lord and you mean it, it's coming up down from that well of living water, you
amen
become a happy and you become a beautiful Christian
amen
in the eyes of other people.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know,
that's good.
That's good.
I got a blessing in that.
Amen.
When we're not rejoicing in the Lord, we just look terrible.
Amen.
Oh, what a turn that. When we look up at the Lord, I mean,
amen.
He just
oh,
is a glow.
Amen.
I thank the Lord, Brother King K, when you say, Lord, I'm wrong and you're right.
Amen.
Who, God is for me.
Amen.
That's all he needs.
Amen.
I got a blessing in Psalms 19, the Lord is perfect.
Amen.
7, and the Lord is right, the Lord is clean, the Lord is true.
Amen.
Yes.
And, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord. Psalms 19?
The last part of the words of my mouth.
19:7.
The Lord of the Lord is my friend, comforting the soul, and the glory of the Lord is sure, making wise and simple. For if he is our Lord and Lord, he is my kind
over there that you read. Verse 10 has been a blessing to me for a long time. It says, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. You know, that's what we're here for.
Amen.
We're here for fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
You know, I don't want the oil I had last
year. That's
right. You know, I want fresh oil.
Amen.
And I think we can give each other that fresh oil.
Amen.
You know, I want a little bit of your oil, brother.
Amen.
You know, that's just sweet oil to me. That's fresh to what I got.
Amen.
And I'll be more than happy to give you a little bit of the oil
Amen.
That I've got.
Amen.
And I'd like
Amen.
To just trade some oil and get some fresh
Amen.
Oil.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, over there in Psalm chapter 4, it says that the Lord enlarged me when I was in distress. You know, He makes you larger through all the things that happen.
That's right.
And might I say, brother and sisters, we're here to make each other larger.
That's right.
To enlarge one another,
Amen.
To build each other up and
Amen.
To fill each other up with fresh
Amen.
Oil. Just anoint each other every time we come here. Just give out a little bit of oil. Just let it flow right out of here. Everybody wants it. And we might as well just be anointed with fresh oil.
Amen.
Can I fill my cup?
Oh, amen.
Amen. We know it. Right after the oil shed.
Amen. Stand up.
Is the first order.
Amen.
Sit down. Is the last. I tell you what. I thank the Lord that I've been enlarged.
Amen.
Huh? Y'all didn't believe that verse that Dale was reading out. He called all things which be not as though they were.
Amen.
I weigh 350 pounds.
Amen.
Amen. Look at Psalm 29.
Amen.
Oh, amen. He said over there in 34, make your boast. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so tired of hearing Muhammad Ali boast about himself.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing old Danny White bragging how good he is and why he ought to be first string instead of second string. I'm tired of hearing all the boasting in the world that goes out. It's about time we boast about who really needs to.
Amen.
That's right.
I want to read Psalm 29. It says, give unto the Lord, O you mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name.
Mm-hmm.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory is thunder. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon.
Amen.
He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn.
Amen.
The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh times to come. Let me stop here and say, if I know the Bible, I bet there's probably seven voices of the Lord in there. So I discover the forces and his temples of everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people and bring peace. And I said all that to say this. In his temple doth everyone speak of his glory.
Amen.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
You know, we get out there, and that old word out there, they're talking about everything but God.
That's right.
Huh? Yeah, they're boasting about everything in this world but God Amen. Almighty. And what a blessing it is to come into his temple and hear them glory in God. Amen. What a blessing it is to come into his temple and hear them talk about the glory of God. I tell you what, that's a good oil change.
Amen.
Man, that's like putting a 92 octane right in the tank, man. It's ready to burn.
Amen.
That's a blessing to me.
Amen.
In his temple. Does everyone speak of his glory?
Amen.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're in the temple.
Right.
Share my cup.
That's
good.
Amen.
Fresh on. 38. Oh, my God. Oh, thing that could not satisfy.
Because to some people, you know how big the Lord is?
That's right.
Right. As a matter of fact, some people hang him on the wall, and some people got him sitting on their dashboard and around the neck, you know. I heard a thing one time, he said, you know, when your God is little, the problems of this world are big.
Amen.
When your God is big, the problems
Amen.
Of this world are little.
Amen.
You know what I want to come to that place where my God
Amen.
And that is exalted. I walk through this life in a problem.
Amen.
This verse in Psalm 34. But I will bless the Lord at all times. His face shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
And then in that same verse, it says, I will magnify the Lord in him. Let's be solemn and together.
What I like about is on Wednesday, you're having devotions, and Dale, you know, is always praising the Lord and everything. And that's how I would, you know, I would say anything. And so he did one kind of devotion. He made all of us get up, you know, and say, praise the Lord. And at that time, when I knew my turn was coming, I was sort of mad at him. There's no way out of it, you know. I got up and I said it, but with no enthusiasm, after nothing. And after that, you know, during those devotions and stuff, you know, I wanted to get up, and I thought, no, I can't, I'm too serious. And that always stayed with me, that you know, just that pushing us, you know, to get up. That helped me because it wasn't just me, it was, you know, it was all of us, we're all together. And I had been meaning to tell these things, and it seemed like 2 years. I do, I thank you.
Amen.
Everybody stand, turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 4.
Amen.
We're going to sing the last part of verse 8 together 3 times.
Amen.
It's holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
Lord all God, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Amen.
Ready?
3 times?
3 times.
3 times. Revelation 4:8.
4:8. The last part of the
verse. Well, we're
going to
say it first.
Hey,
don't
want to
say it later.
Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Amen.
Lord Almighty.
Let's sing the last verse.
Amen.
While we're here, let's go sing that last verse.
Amen.
Since he's holy, he's worthy.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Let's get some of these tables set up and we'll go to eat.